Hello.
Name is Tammy, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This is she.
How may I assist you?
Hi, I just had a couple questions on if I qualify for unemployment and how much is it here? I mean, I'm not sure. I've never done unemployment.
So the first thing is what I would have to just file a claim, ma'am, and it goes from me until the qualifying people to who makes those decisions. I just take your information and it goes over. You continue filing weekly certifications. You will receive a letter. It takes about 3 weeks for them to process and approve, and then you will receive a monetary determination letter that will tell you the amount you will receive and when.
Okay, so you said you take my information down?
Yes, if you want to start a claim.
Yes, ma'am, I'd like to.
Okay, so which you never haven't done it, we will go ahead and file you, register you, and then we'll go into your claim. Can I have your social, please?
223-99-9083.
Okay, and verify your name.
Jordan Rogers.
Okay. Yeah, and the employer that you're filing for.
Amazon Warehouse.
Amazon Com Services.
Say that one more time.
It shows Amazon Com Services, COM Company Services. That's who you worked under, Amazon, correct?
That's who I was working on under,
Yeah,
yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
yeah, that's okay. So that
Yes,
will be
ma'am.
the last employer.
Yes, ma'am.
Got you. Okay, so with this, you never file. I need to go ahead and register you, and we'll go in with your claim, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Your first name is J H O R D E N, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a middle initial?
In.
And your last name is Rogers.
Yes, ma'am.
ROD GERS.
Yes, ma'am.
That's social. Okay, and the date of birth, please.
It's going to be 2/21/04.
2/21/2004.
Yes, ma'am.
Mother's maiden name.
Mion Rogers is going to be
I just need her
MionDon.
last name. The
Oh.
last name. Uh-huh.
Her maiden name is going to be Coleman.
Excuse me. You said Coleman?
Yes, ma'am. That's her maiden name.
Coleman.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a driver license?
Yes, ma'am.
Number?
Number. One second.
Okay.
My driver's license number is going to be Y6673429.
Y6673429.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, when we go into your claim, it may seem as if I'm going to be re-asking you the same questions again, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going with your first name again. Is J-H-R-R-D-E-N. And what was that middle initial again, please?
N.
Last name, R-O-D. R-O-D-G-E-R-S. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Do you have an email address you want on file? It's optional. You can if you want to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's going to be my last name, Rogers.
R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
7579@gmail.com.
I have Rogers7579@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Your phone number, please.
It's going to be 757-404-4561.
757-404-4561.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That date of birth again, please.
2/21/04.
And your mother's maiden name again, please.
It's going to be Coleman.
C-O-L-E-M-A-N. And you do have a driving license, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What state?
California.
And that number again, please.
It's going to be Y-667-3429.
Y-667-3429.
Yes, ma'am.
And your race, please?
African-American.
Are you non-Hispanic?
Yes, ma'am, non-Hispanic.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your residential country would be United States of America, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your resident address, please?
It's going to be 5900.
Mm-hmm.
Shenandoah, Shenandoah, Road North.
I'm going to make sure I got that right. 5900, okay. Shenandoah, Shenandoah, Road North.
Yes, ma'am.
City and state?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, hold on. And that zip code, please?
36608.
36608. Is your mailing address the same as your resident address?
Does it necessarily have to be the same?
No, if you have a mailing address, we can add that as well if you like.
Okay, because that's my mama house. I don't get anything sent to my house because people be stealing.
Okay, so your mailing address is going to be different. It is still in the United States of America, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the mailing address number?
It's that 5900 Shenandoah Road North.
Okay, so then we don't. Is your mailing address the same as your resident address? It is, right?
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't live over there, but for unemployment, I want to make sure I do everything correctly.
Oh, you are?
Do y'all need the address that I'm living at now?
Okay. Your resident address is the 5900 Shenandoah Road North, ma'am.
No, ma'am. That's my mama's house. I live in an apartment.
Okay. Do you want to change it and put your resident address? Or you can leave it as such. Because if your mail and stuff is coming there and that's where you have it safely coming, then it's fine that you have this there.
Okay. Well, then that's fine then. Yeah.
We're going to leave. Okay. Okay. So. And what was your occupation?
I was working at the warehouse as a sortation fulfillment person.
A flotation fulfillment person. Is this maybe flotation?
Like the job title was sortation fulfillment.
A float, don't have that, because what comes up. Okay, spell it out. Let me see. You worked in the Amazon.
I was warehouse, yes, ma'am.
Worked in the I'm trying to see. Would that be close to being a warehouse checker, maybe? Weigh, measure, check materials, supplies, and equipment.
I was dealing with like the packages that everyone was ordering and sorting it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Warehouse work checker.
Okay.
And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Are you with the union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
We'll say 10 to 15 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
The lowest I'll accept is $13 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Say that one more time.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 4/1/2023 and 3/31/2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That's fine.
If you are approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Checking or savings direct deposit.
Okay, checking. And with that, I need a routing number, please, and an account number.
Okay, give me one second.
Has to be a traditional bank, cannot be Cash App or Chimes.
Okay. Which one you want first, routing or account?
Either one.
Okay, so this is the routing number. 256-07-4974.
Okay, I'm gonna repeat that. 256-07-4974. Your account number, please.
The account number is gonna be 708-59-82713.
708-59-82713. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And this is for Amazon, correct? That's who we're filing for. I need a phone number, please.
A phone number, let's see. I have HR's phone number.
That's fine.
Okay, hold on, give me 1 second. Okay, HR's phone number is going to be 8888-892-7180.
Okay, let me make sure I got that. 888-892-7180.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. And the work location, city and state. What city and state did you work in?
I worked in, the city is going to be Theodore, Alabama.
T-H, spell it for me.
T-H-E-O-D-O. R-E, Alabama.
Okay, hold on. Okay. And I need your employment start date. I need a month, day, and a year, please.
Okay. Employment start date was June 14th, 2024. And then the end date was, the end date was August 4th,
2024.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason you're no longer working, quit, discharge, lack of work, or other?
What would laid off be under?
I have laid off. I have one that says laid off as no work is available.
Okay, well then yes, laid off, no work is available.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I've already been paid after, so no, ma'am, I don't think.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you certify that all your answers are true and accurate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I'll be asking you some randomly generated questions.
Okay.
In which of the following states does Douglas Rogers currently live or own property? Alaska, Indiana, Louisiana, New Hampshire.
You said,
in which of the following states does Douglas Roger currently live or own property? Alaska, Indiana, Louisiana, New Hampshire, or none of the above?
I'll just say none of the above.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Lisa Miller? 19 to 23, 25 to 29, 61, 65, 68, 72.
6872.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2005 South Center Street, 23626 Community Street, 3012 Rosa Linda, 45073 Talkeuka Drive, Tibcuca Drive.
The community one.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, okay, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits, and it will. So, and that's a one-time thing that you have to do. Okay, the process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Okay? Now, beginning January the 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. So, Ms. Rogers, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. How are y'all supposed to see that I'm looking for a job? Like, I enter that, like, on...
Okay,
on
just like...
portal?
Yes, no, well, if you're doing your... If you're filing your weekly certifications on the claimant portal, yeah. But if
okay.
you're calling me, and it's easier a lot of times for people to just call their claims in because they have some issues with the claim portal. But, and that's that 1-800-752-7389 number. And what it is what they're going to do once they ask you a few questions like I did, then towards the end, it will ask you you are required to have 3 contacts, and it'll say contact, and the first contact you may say Walmart. The next question will be, how did you contact them? Did you go in person? Did you do the application or whatever? You'll pick which one. Then it'll ask, what was the results? Waiting for a response, not hiring, or had an interview. Then you'll answer one of those. Then you'll go on to your next one because you have to have 3 each time you file your weekly certification.
Okay. Well, Will I be receiving an email stating that I just filed for unemployment or something?
Today?
I just want like something just stating that I just filed or something like that.
Okay, now I can't personally send one, but you would have to go on you can go into one of your career offices and have them to pull you up, and this is what they will pull you up by: your transaction complete. This is your transaction number. So you can go in and let them pull you up by your number, or they ask for your social, either one. But this is what you'll need. Your transaction number is going to be
498-051-605.
Correct. That's it. That's your transaction number. So if you want to go in, you know, go in to get copy of what you, you know, your claim, or you need it for proof or something, that's what you can do it. Yes, ma'am. You will have to, because I can't personally send it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that I need to do?
Other than filing your weekly certifications each week, no, ma'am, with your three word searches. And, another thing, please do not forget to do that updated resume. You can do that today and get that out the way, because that's one of the things a lot of people had issues with. They had issues with their claim, and they'll call in, "I've been making my claim every week, Bob. Have you done your updated resume?" Oh no, that's your issue right there. So that's
okay.
A must. That has to be done under the www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And you'll go onto that website, and it may even ask you to register. And you go ahead and register, and you will give you the options to go ahead and do your updated resume. That's a one-time thing that you have done. And like I said, most people, they file in every week like they with their job searches, and then they like coming into it, and then they're like, "Well, I haven't gotten nothing. Well, did you do your updated resume?" "Oh, no,"
right.
You know. And that's what holds their funds. That holds your funds back.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. All right, I'm on here right now doing my updated resume.
Okay. All righty. So.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. You have a great day on purpose.
You too.
Bye bye.